and obviously with the result, but pleased with all aspects of the game.
Well, unless I'm wearing Rob's tinted glasses, I thought, you know, to play Shamrock Rovers under the circumstances we're coming out of, with a team that played for the first time on Monday night, I thought we'd done really well. All it was short was a goal. Just that goal, you know.
They were saying there earlier, you made a number of changes with a lot of the young boys. You've done well up at Sligo. You continue with them?
Absolutely, why not? Didn't do anything. Tonight, all we short was a goal. We get a goal tonight in the last 5 minutes or whatever. Everyone's emotions calm down. They go, that was a great recovery out there. And then they go and say, well, Rob's got one chance. Then they go, hold on, a 19-year-old right-back, 20-year-old left-back, a 19-year-old centre-mid, 21-year-old left-sided, a 20-year-old right-sided, a 19-year-old striker. See what I mean? Let's get real. And we played the way we played it. All it was lacking was a little cutting edge.
Did you feel that, you know, as you say, the young boys that were in there, they give their all, but that lacking cutting edge up front,
Look, I had this 2 weeks ago. And people, we was already left out because we weren't playing like that. Now, why is Rory out tonight? Yeah. Didn't leave him out.
Are you telling me
the way we played tonight, if Rory Patson and Patrick wasn't in that team, we'd have beat them?
No, that's
we'd have beat them. Defensively we were solid, and I said we're going to build in the back and then we're going to play football, and we played some good football tonight. Just a little final cutting edge where Rory, who was back on board big time, and Patrick, who was on a big time, would make the difference.
As you say, them two, Cam McGavin, you're playing against an experienced Shamrock Rovers team.
Yeah.
But we were you disappointed that you didn't create as much going forward?
Because the ball kept coming back out in a certain area and we didn't recycle it well, and I have that handle on that. I have a player lined up that can do that. So there is stuff, of course, you have to look and learn and always improve. You know, and as I say, the first goal goes in, but the way they score, it just knocks the stuff out of the younger players, because, as I say, with the reaction of the crowd and with the stick I'm getting at the minute and the pressure that people think I'm under, you know, it probably feeds onto the players a little bit. So it's a crucial time. You know, we find out who has ball. Absolutely, who has ball. You know, and as I said to the lads in the dressing room, I said, don't feel any sympathy for me. Honestly, it isn't real, I can tell you that. It's a very, very tough one. But because I've experienced it before in Dalymount and turned it right round and went through 20 years worse than all through there, I know the outcome. We're not far off.
Obviously, I know Eric had said earlier, and people were asking, your number two was down at Antiquor tonight or something. What's the situation there?
I mean, I left Rory Patson at 2 weeks ago, and it was headline news. The assistant manager goes to be present at a live game to get the match report because we've got some dodgy ones, right? What's the problem?
No, that's why we're asking.
Would we have won tonight if my assistant was on the bench?
No, well, I wouldn't have thought so, that he would have made the difference. But what I'm saying is, you're saying there about the dodgy report, so you just feel like you had to have, as you say, you're right to land down there.
We're all in this together. If I go down to Dublin tomorrow, which I am, I have no intention of going home this weekend to watch the cup final, to get match reports, that's what I'll do. You see, this is the problem. Everyone has, you know, in your windows and ideas and all that. This is a professional football club. It's not a YMCA. And it has to be turned into one because it's built on sand, right? And if it's not done right now, it's finished for the next 10 years. I don't give a what kind of money you throw at it, or who you want to bring it to manage the club, or who you want to assist the manager, or who you want to play in the team. It's built on sand if you go that road. I'm not doing that. I'm building solid foundations where it's not a YMCA. And it's not about personalities and egos. It's about winning and playing well. And I've done that before. And if people get hurt and upset on the way, I'm sorry, but that's life. Nothing comes easy. Think it's easy for me?
No.
Think it's easy for me sitting in that house up in the four walls and getting abused? It's not.
Of course it's not.
But will it bother me? No, because I know what I'm doing. And I know the final outcome. That's what I'm saying. And I said, the lads address him. Have the... That's probably what's been lacking for a while. A little bit of ball. Everyone too nice to each other, and he's nice and he's nice. We all look after each other. We all go down to Brandywell and pick up a few quid, right? And then support and they're paying the money. Are they getting value out of it? Well, they got value tonight. They didn't get the result, they got value for money. There's not one man on those terraces that can slag me all you want. Not one man on those can slag one player for the amount of effort they put in. And I said, one goal tonight, the same as UCD, would change it.